I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A public meeting was held in Perry County last night about an outbreak of tuberculosis. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the latest about the ongoing efforts to contain the respiratory disease.
Officials with the Alabama Department of Public Health took questions about tuberculosis for about an hour at Francis Marion High School. Officials say 26 people have been diagnosed with tuberculosis within the last year, 20 of which are from Marion. The illness has resulted in 3 deaths. Marion resident Cynthia Bagley says she took her and her family to get tested for TB at the Perry County Health Department just to be on the safe side.
I want to make sure my grandkids are also tested, because with me just getting tested, and it's still with my grandkids in the family, they'd be around me, so I don't feel like it would be right for me to get tested and my grandkids not get tested.
Officials say 500 of the 3,000 citizens in Marion have been tested for tuberculosis. Screenings will continue today at the Perry County Health Department from 9 to 3 p.m. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Marion.
Governor Robert Bentley doesn't plan to propose tax increases in an upcoming legislative session that could see more funding cuts to state agencies. Bentley's decision comes after nearly a full year of fighting with lawmakers over taxes. Last year, Bentley asked lawmakers to approve $541 million in tax increases to avoid budget cuts. Legislators approved an increased cigarette tax, but rejected many of his other ideas. Budget chairmen say they doubt lawmakers will approve any tax increases. House Budget Chairman Steve Klaus of Ozark says lawmakers will try to address critical needs in Medicaid and the state's prison system. He says other agencies will likely face cuts. Legislators spent this week in preliminary budget hearings. The session begins February 2nd. Tuscaloosa boxer Deontay Wilder is getting ready to defend his WBC heavyweight title in Brooklyn tomorrow. The bronze bomber will lace up his gloves to face Polish fighter Artur Spielka in Wilder's third championship defense since winning the WBC belt a year ago. Despite his fame, Wilder still trains at Sky Boxing in Northport. The difference now is that a lot more fans and autograph seekers hang around the gym. Wilder says they don't get in the way of his training.
I'm not a guy that's not afraid to say no, that's for sure, you know, no matter what. But I am a guy that do take the time out for the people and kind of be reasonable with them.
Wilder broke his right hand at the bout where he earned his championship belt. He says he's looking forward to testing it out on Spielka. He admits his right hook was only about 85% effective during his last 2 title defense bouts. The upcoming fight is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. and it'll be broadcast on Showtime. Now your forecast.
Mostly cloudy on this Friday. Temperatures topping out in the upper 50s to near 60. Look for the chance for a few passing rain showers. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Chilly lows back at the 30s for Saturday. We'll top out in the 50s and turning a lot colder by Sunday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.